This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home. Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Long lead out to Brandewey. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewey.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summer Owing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right from Mesher, twisting and scoring! Victoria Mesher, the bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summer Owing, foul line, Jay. Good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summer Hoyne. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com, the Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in, and Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoyne. Hoyne finds an open player, open the left. And driving to the rim, Heitkamp drops it through. Hoyne with a great pass. Summer Hoyne to Ariel Heitkamp. And the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewey of Fort Worth?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Mesher come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls whip the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Scores broadcasted the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis, off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer of Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favored team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York, they open up the area in the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier. High left. Got it! Got it! Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Monnet for 28. Woo! That was a bomb. That was deep.
Vince Borchers in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders, he had a really good second half here today.
He had 10 in the second half.
Hayden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men are seniors. Wealth of talent, the three graduates, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis. They'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, and we are in this beautiful new gymnasium here at Rushi High School for a game tonight between the Rushi girls and Kettering Altar. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee on hand for this early start tonight. Tip-off coming up around 6. JV game in progress at the moment. And the Rushi Raiders are well ahead of Altar, having more than doubled the score, 39-15, right near the end of the third period. Should be an outstanding varsity tilt just around the corner. Rushi 5-4 on the year, Division 7 in girls, according to the OHSAA, having been Division 4 last year. Kettering Alder is 6-2 on the year and is Division 4 this year after being predominantly Division 2, once in a while Division 3. Alder with a great history in girls basketball, 5 state championships under the Alder Knights belt, 2008, 15, 16, 17, and 2022. Last year, Alder beat Versailles in the regional semifinal before losing out in the regional championship game at Springfield to Columbus Afrocentric. The Rushi Raiders Girls Club, by way of record, 5-4 on the year. A recent 4-game win streak over Jackson Center, Covington, Versailles, and Houston, during which Rushi averaged 45 points a game and shot close to 45%. However, it went south this past Saturday against New Bremen. The Cardinals at home beat Rushi for the second straight year, 29-23. On Saturday, Coach Michael Bayshore's club went 8-41 from the floor. Not reflective of the entire season, though, Chuck. Claudia Haney has been excellent, 12 points a game. Celeste Borchers, Addison Chappie, Ariana Cordonier, 7 a game as well. Hazel Francis at 6. Well-balanced team, young club, highly skilled. And we expect a fine performance from the Rushi girls here tonight.
They do have a lot back. They've got some experience. And then sometimes, like you on a Saturday, you score 23 points. Sometimes it's hard to get the kids out of bed and ready to play on those days. So, it was non-league game. They can write that one off.
Yep.
This is going to be a tough one tonight. This is a talented Alder team. They might be young and they might be a little inexperienced, but they're still Kettering Alder, and they have a real proud tradition.
Oh, no question about that at all. Long-time head coach Christina Hart, and she runs a tight ship. She knows her stuff. Alder will run a 5-out offense, a lot of cutting, slicing, good passing to the rim. One outstanding performer back from a year ago. We'll be watching number 30 very closely, Maddie Moody, 6'1 senior, averaging 21 points a game at 27 in games earlier this year against Hamilton Baden and against Chaminade Julienne. Those two clubs, along with Carroll and Alder, represent the strength of the Greater Catholic League. Alder has lost twice on the campaign so far, by 4 points to Chaminade and by 14 to Carroll, coming off a 63-57 win on December 14th over Baden is Alder, and a 52-16 trouncing of Trotwood on Saturday. First ever meeting between the two programs, and we expect a very good game. Hopefully the Rushi Raiders have got those poor shooting bugs from Saturday out of their system.
Well, I mean, playing at home, they play really good defense, and that's what their JVs have done. They've taken their defense and turned it into a 24-point lead. And that's what the varsity's going to need to do. You know, they can run their half-court offense, but when they have opportunity, they need to go for the steal, and they need to run the floor.
A quick scouting report on this Alter team. According to Michael Bayshore, head coach of Rushi in his second year, they shoot a lot of threes, very fast, athletic. Number 30, he said, is really good. She is a special player, Moody. Alter is aggressive on D, and he said, we will have our hands full. Coach Hart of Alter said, a lot of respect for the Rushi program. Outstanding small school club in basketball every year. They give the Fort Laramie Redskins fits whenever they play them. The 31st year of coaching for Hart at Alter. 38th year overall as head coach. She was at the College of Worcester for seven. And she's very pleased to be blessed with talented, driven, consistent players over the years, resulting in those five state championships.
Yeah, five state championships is pretty impressive. She's been doing this a long time. Not much that she has not seen, so you're not going to throw anything at her that she can't adjust to.
Like what Coach Bayshore has done, Chuck, he's beefed up the schedule. Waynesville is on the docket at the Versailles Tigers Classic on Monday, January 20th. Of course, Fort Laramie on the schedule twice, home and away. Sydney and Minster, the first two games of the campaign. The Covington and Versailles contests have just been completed. Coach Bayshore has strengthened the Rushi girls squad's array of contests 1 through 22, and that's good.
Well, yeah, that gets them ready for games 23 through 30. So, that's what that does for you. If you play your league and then you just get a bunch of cupcake wins, you'd have to move to the SEC and play football, I guess.
There you go. Because they schedule weak non-conference foes in what?
Week 8 or week 9?
Maybe even 10.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trying to pad this rankings to those SEC teams. Beautiful gymnasium here at Rushi. We'll be back to talk about it in just a few minutes. Rushi girls way ahead in the preliminary game, 41-16. 2 minutes played here in the fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Laramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on, and Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And hello once again back here at Rushi High School. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, as head coach Michael Bayshore's Rushi girls take on Kettering Altar here tonight. This contest paces the docket of games in the region, maybe even around the state. You've got Rushi Division 7, Altar Division 4, two outstanding girls programs, each with fine tradition. As we noted previously, Alder with five state championships in Division II. A little more insight about Coach Michael Bayshore here at Rushi. He's totaled about 20 years coaching in all. He was at Fort Recovery coaching boys for a couple seasons. At Greenville High School for 4 years as varsity boys coach. A JV basketball coach at Versailles from 2008 to 2010, varsity assistant at Versailles from 11 to 12. And during his time at Greenville, Coach Bayshore had an overall mark of 53-39, won the GWAC North Division title in 2015-16, the first league title at the school in more than 60 years. And he was named the GWAC Coach of the Year that season, District 9 Coach of the Year, Southwest Ohio Division 1 Coach of the Year. His team set the school record for most wins in a season. That was back at Greenville. And we were so impressed last year, Chuck, with the improvement of the Rushi girls over the course of the campaign under the leadership of Coach Michael Bayshore.
Yeah, well, they got better and better last year. Claudia Haney is now a 6'2 junior. She is a sophomore. Really paced what Rushi did last year. And then you got Hazel Francis, a sophomore, and you got Ariana Cordonia, a freshman. All those young ladies just need to improve, because that's a nucleus for an awfully good team.
Yep, sure is. Defense will be a key tonight, no doubt about it. Francis Schulze and Rushi offers the winning combination of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight is a noted key building component, defense for certain. You can bet Rushi and Alder will play very sticky defense, and the club that commits the fewer turnovers takes the better care of the ball and maximizes good shots this evening will probably win this game. The key building components of this contest between Rushi and Alder, opening the doors to success for the Raiders and the Knights. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze and Rushi will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combination of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. 94-foot floor here at Rushi High School, one of the elements to this new gym. I love playing on 94 feet. Chuck, the defenses then can push the offenses out on the court and make life a little more difficult for the ball, for the team that's got the basketball.
Well, and I think offensively it's nice, because when you got this bigger half court, you can get your spacing much better. And it also gets you ready for the tournament, because once you get into the district area, even sectional, you're gonna be on a 90-foot-4 court, so you might as well get used to it.
Hey, you better make your next play call to Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Wisebridge, phone 937-518-1776. Our many services include retirement planning, wealth planning, risk management, estate planning, proactive tax planning, and social security planning too. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney on Russell Road. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776. All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp. We alluded to the 94-foot floor here in the new gym at Rushi. Seating capacity increased by about 20% over the old gym, up to 1,400 here now. A dozen rows or so of bleachers on the stage down to our right, and the 9 or 10 rows of stands on both sides of the court. That big, beautiful Rushi logo at center court. The existing backboards from the previous gym utilized here, but a new scoreboard. Other features of the expansion project: an Ag Industrial Arts classroom, an Ag Industrial Arts shop area. We alluded to the stage. Athletic area down to our left beyond the far wall. It's the covered mezzanine, as described. And that part of the facility also includes a batting cage. Community is invited in to use part of the expansion, and wow, it's a win-win for everybody here at Rushi.
Well, yeah, it's a beautiful facility, and they pay and they get a key card, and they have access to the workout. They have access to the gym on that side, the running track. It's just a really nice situation for the town.
And the Rushi Raiders hope it's a win-win here tonight against Kettering Alder. Both teams entering the hardwood, going through some pre-game warm-ups. We're 15 minutes away from the opening tip. It's Rushi and Kettering Alder here tonight. Division 7 Raiders, Division 4 Ultra Knights on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerrys.com.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
It's starting to get a little rowdy here in the Rushi gym as we prep for tonight's tip-off between the Rushi Raiders and the Ultra Knights. Girls basketball on scoresbroadcast.com. Coach Bayshore noted for me several minutes ago, hey, we're 5-4 on the season in those four losses, and we fought really hard to come back, get the lead in the fourth quarter, only to lose the lead and fail to finish those games. We did have real good wins last week on the road at Covington and Versailles. He highlighted the fact that the schedule's been loaded up, and the girls are trying to learn how to win without some good seniors who graduated 1 year ago. Three starters returning on this year's edition of Rushi Girls Basketball. Senior Addison Chappie, who nailed six threes, by the way, in the recent victory over Covington. Sophomores Hazel Francis and Celeste Borchers were starters a year ago. Ariana Cordonier is a true point guard, Coach Bayshore noted, and it gives us some good outside shooting, or she gives us some good outside shooting. And our best player has been Claudia Haney so far this year, 12 points and 7 rebounds. Speaking of Ariana Cordonier, how about Braylon Cordonier and the Rushi boys, Chuck, off to a great start. You look down through the schedule, 7 straight wins. Rushi really hadn't had to work up a sweat so far. Beat St. Henry by 16, Fairlawn with 33, Botkins by 19, defeated Jackson Center by nearly 20, Minster by 15, handled Coldwater by nearly 20 on Saturday, Coldwater's first game. A late start for the Cavaliers because of football. Rushi, yes, they graduated three talented seniors on the boys' side 1 year ago, but it's a quick reload for head coach Spencer Ferdinand.
Well, he had a ton back, and you're right. They got added three young men that left that were just out of this world basketball players and great kids. So they're not as deep. They can't really do as much of the just pressing constantly, but they play defense when they need to, and offensively they've got so many weapons.
Rushi boys, by the way, play Friday and Saturday after Christmas at Piqua High School in the Piqua Holiday Tournament. The opponents are Bell Fountain on Friday and I think Piqua on Saturday. Those are the two games. Maybe that's undetermined depending on
who wins.
Yes, the winner Friday night would play the other winner Friday night in a game on Saturday. The two losers would meet. Rushi boys have a double weekend on the road, January 3rd and 4th, at Fort Loramie and at New Bremen. In fact, Rushi does not return home, the boys don't, until Friday, January 17th, with Anna. Rushi plays Anna twice that week, making up the early season game that was postponed because Anna played into the regional championship game in football. Rushi Raiders, Kettering Alter Knights here tonight, girls basketball on scoresbroadcast.com. And we'll return with more in just a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Welcome back to Rushi High School. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Kettering Alder Knights in the last 10 days played their worst game of the season, losing to a good Dayton Carroll squad on the road, 54-40. Since then, wins over Baden, 63-57 and 52-16. Destroying Trotwood on Saturday. A poor performance by Rushi on Saturday against New Bremen. 8-4-41 from the floor for the Rushi girls, but that game followed four fine contests in succession. Wins over Jackson Center, 37-35, Covington 47-39, Versailles 46-38, and Houston 50-16. Rushi girls began the year losing to Sydney, 67-62, and Minster 37-32. No shame in either one of those results. Beat Fairlawn by 34 points. Lost on the road at Anna by 37-34. And Chuck, you were impressed by Anna, which gave Fort Loramie a tussle.
Yep.
Last week, losing by only 11 at the Redskins gym.
Yeah, they've got some talent. I mean, they're going to be fun to watch. They're going to get better and better as the season goes on, I think.
So many thanks here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com to a couple of excellent Rushi sponsors. A&M Pallet on Rangeline Road in Rushi established its unique brand way back in 1986 with one large customer. Today, 200 additional businesses across the Buckeye State, including 60 less than 75 miles away, are served by A&M Pallet. And these regional customers and their employees benefit from A&M and its support for our local schools. A&M Pallet, pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. And hey, if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on its first shift Monday through Thursday from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Just message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Thanks as well to O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. It is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly, always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions. Contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O'Reilly, O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Starting lineups, opening tip, upcoming in a few minutes. Rushi hosts Kettering Alder, first ever meeting between the two programs here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Vall Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Vall agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Vall Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Vall agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Vall can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Vall Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center, at allenvallinsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-V-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Vall go to work for you.
Alter Girls visiting team here tonight on scorersbroadcast.com. The road brown being worn by Alter, white numbers, gold and white trim down the sides of the jerseys and shorts. Rushi Raiders in the white from top to bottom, red numbers, gold trim. Little red piping with the Rushi logo script R on the sides of the shorts. Starting lineup for Alter Knight, Izzy R. Curry, a 5'7" freshman, 7 points a game, starts at guard, along with Alina Overman, a 5'7" junior at 4 points a game, and a forward, Sarah Brand, 5'7" freshman, 8 points a game, and Samantha Pottis at a wing, a 5'8" junior at 3 points a game. Leading scorer, top performer on the club, Maddie Moody, 6'1" senior, 20 points a game. She's had 27 and 2 outings so far this year. She is the only senior on this roster as Kettering Alder starts 2 freshmen, a couple of juniors and a senior in this game tonight for the Rushi Raiders. The home team, Rushi, will counter with Claudia Haney, 6'2" forward, Hazel Francis, 5'11" guard. Haney is a junior, Francis a sophomore. Addison Champion, 5'6" senior guard in the opening five, along with Celeste Borchers, a 6-foot sophomore forward, and Ariana Cordonier, a 5'8" freshman guard in the opening five for Rushi. On your phone or computer screen, as you use your imagination for this audio play-by-play, Rushi goes from left to right, Alder from right to left. And the opening tip to start the game is won by Kettering Alter. Moody's got the ball 25 feet away on the right. We'll see who's guarding Moody, top performer for the Knights. far right wing. Alter in possession. It's Brand. Tries to go down low to Moody. Good defense by Rushi. Moody touches last, goes out of bounds, and it's the Raiders' possession.
Good defense by Claudia Haney that time. She got a hand on it and forced the ball to be tipped out of bounds.
It appeared that Haney was doing most of the guarding on Moody in that first Alter possession. Here is Cordonier, elbow at the right for Rushi. Gives it up on the arc to teammate Haney. Hits a young lady driving right down the lane to the rim. Goes Shappy. Oh, it rolls off. Alder's got the rebound. No score. Opening 50 seconds. Poor pass by Alder. Loose far side of the floor. Second turnover for the Knights. We talked about sticky defense. Boy, Rushi's played it here at the beginning. It is Cordonier in backcourt. Token pressure being offered up on the play by the Knights' Brand. Down the left side it goes to Shappy. Shappy on the bounce, across the top of the circle to Haney. Down inside to a teammate. Shot was not taken by Borchers. An older player, though, was on her back. Ball out of bounds to Rushi, right at the rim. Ariana Cordonier, 5'8", freshman guard, will throw in. Still no score. We played a minute. Ball handed in bounds to Haney, baseline right. She's tied up. Tries to make a bounce pass through the bottom of the key. Knocked free by Alder. Jump ensues, and Rushi will retain it. 6:47 to go in the first. No score. Defenses have dominated so far. We talked about that in the pregame. Here is a deflected shot. A leaner was tried outside the lane of the left by Francis. Alder got a piece of it. Threw it down the floor to Moody. Moody guns a long left-handed three ball. It sprays off the iron. Rebound Rushi stolen by Alder. Then a feed to the driving Moody. And she's got the first field goal of this game. 2-0 in favor of the Knights. Cordonier at midcourt. Picked up by Overman. Swings it near side. Handled there by Borchers. Borchers back to the basket. Needs help. Oh, bounces it right to an older player. Intercepted by Moody. She's on the high left-handed bounce. Spots up behind the arc. Tries to drain a long 26-footer off to the right. You can tell no shot is unliked by Moody of Alder, who triggered one there from way downtown. Rushi got the rebound and hustled down the floor into the lane. Borchers, her shot won't go. Hit every inch of the rim and came off.
Tough luck right there. That was a good move.
2.5 minutes played. 2-0 Alder. Here's a bump by Rushi defensively, but the Alder player stays on her course to the basket, and the driving shot is good by Moody with the left hand, and it's 4-0 Alder. Here is Cordonier at midcourt for the Raiders. Sends it down the left side to Addison Shappy. Straight away it's fed to Haney. Haney puts it on the deck. Meets defenders in the paint. Leaves it out back for Borchers. Borchers outside the lane in the right. Is free. Alter defender backs off. Shot rolls off the rim. Stick back by Rushi. No good. Hazel Francis once, twice more. No good. And finally it's scored by the Rushi Raiders, who were not being denied that trip down. Haney got the deuce. Here's Alder on the hurry up. They go the other way. Motoring 94 feet in a heartbeat. The driving layup, an awkward one by Alder. Brand tried it, had no chance to make it, but she drew the two-shot foul, trying to shovel it toward the basket from down around her knees. 4:47 to go here in the first quarter. Alder 4, Rushi 2. 5-2 on the made free throw. Alder leads. Rushi one field goal, Chuck, in about 8 or 9 attempts already. Some close in shots at the bucket, just not falling.
Well, they've had good looks. You're right. They're just rolling them off the rim.
And that was the predicament for Rushi on Saturday against New Bremen. 8-for-41 from the floor. Both free throws are good by the Alter Knights. And the lead is 6-2 in favor of the visitor. Here's Cordonier at midcourt, double team. Sprints down the left side for Rushi. Gives it up deep left corner to a teammate. Still dribbling is Callie Gubeau, who's in now, 5'8 junior guard. She dishes to Cordonier at the elbow on the left, still behind the arc. It's Gubo, cross-court skip pass to Maddie Haney, who's in, 5'6 sophomore. Ball fed foul line to Claudia. Good move down the lane, and she was hammered on the arm. Her shot clanged off the side of the board. Good delivery to the basket by Claudia Haney for Rushi as she knifed through the paint area and drew a foul from Moody of Alter, the Knights' best player. Couple of free throws for Haney. The first one rolls all around the rim and skips off. 6-2 Alder, 4:13 to go, first quarter of action here at Rushi. On scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on the phone for high school sports. Second free throw by Haney is good. 6-3 in favor of Alter. Here come the Knights quickly down the floor. It is Moody. Boy, she hasn't seen a shot she doesn't like. In traffic, took it to the rim, missed it. Rebound right corner, and then a baseline running one-hander is good. Pumped in by Izzy Arcuri. Arcuri pumps it through. 5'7 freshman. 8-3 Alter. 3:43 to go here in the first quarter. Bad pass on the arc by Rushi, thrown to the post. Deflected, picked off by Alder, which drops it in the left corner of the half court, and the Raiders steal it. And now Alder, over guarding, takes it away, and cutting to the rim, the ball fed on the play by Moody to Molly Miller, a 5'5 sophomore in off the bench, and a foul is called against the Rushi Raiders.
Well, they're letting them bang on each other, and Coach Bayshore just made that comment. I guess they're not going to call a foul, and then there were fouls both teams that time.
3:23 to go, first quarter, 8-3 Alter. Alder Knights inbound right at the rim. Playmaker Sarah Brand throws it top of the circle for Molly Miller, and she has to trace it down at midcourt. Ball fed down the left side to Moody. My goodness, she was almost out of bounds near the tiptoes of head coach Michael Bayshore of Rushi, who was on the court maybe a half step as Moody tried a Hail Mary bomb, and it glanced off the rim, went out of bounds. Rushi down 5, 8-3. 3:10 to go here in the first quarter. Ariana Cordonier, midcourt for Rushi. Throws it right side to Haney. High left, it goes to Addison Chappie. Hemmed in momentarily. Now it goes to Cordonier, down inside to Claudia Haney. Good open look, bank shot, wouldn't go. Rushi's got the rebound, though. Raiders retain the ball and set up another shot. Far left wing at Chappie. Tries to bounce to the cutter. Cordonier, stolen by Alter. Alter blazes a trail down the far side of the floor. It's Miller. Near side to Moody. Dribbles between the legs into the lane. Leaves it out back on the play for Arcuri. Now holding on is Deshae Shepherd. Oh, she makes a nice feed on the play to guess who? It is Moody. Driving left-hand layup is good.
You don't want to go for the attempt of the steal unless you know you can get it, because all she did was give up an easy layup after not getting the pass.
If you want to stay between Moody and the basket, that is for sure. 10-3 Alder, 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Little head fake on the arc by Haney. Starts to drive, pulls up 8 feet away, doesn't shoot. Gives it up behind her to a Rushi teammate. Over guarding foul committed by Molly Miller of Alter. Minute 55 to go in the first quarter, 10-3 Alder Knights. Rushi off to a slow start. Defense by the Knights has been excellent, but Rushi's had shots. Raiders just have not been able to get them to go down through the cylinder. Here's Cordonier, gives it up on the right wing to Celeste Borchers. She drives, shut off near the basket, and a sandwich made by a couple of Alder defenders and a foul. It is Common, ball out of bounds to Rushi, a minute 44 to go first quarter. Fourth team foul on Alter here in the opening period. Cordonier lobs into the lane to Haney. Oh, she turns, squares up, shot it off to the left, no good. Rebound down to Alter. Here come the Knights up and over the timeline. It's Grace Ayrton in now, a 5'5 freshman. On the arc to Miley Tony, a 5'4 freshman who looked very good in the JV game. Ball swung between the circles into the post. It goes to Moody, and Moody doesn't shoot the conventional jump shot. Instead, she curled it from below her waist toward the rim, underhand style. It flared off the backboard. Rushi got the rebound.
Yeah, she was looking for a foul, and they're not going to call that.
Here's a high post, low post pass by Rushi, intercepted by Alder, which returns the favor. Out of bounds it goes. Turnovers aplenty here in the first quarter. Many have been forced. Good defense by each team. We noted that defenses would be sticky. We highlighted that in our Francis Schulze key components of this game. Whoever could limit the mistakes, get the better shots, handle the sticky D would probably prevail. So far, Alter by 7, 10-3, 48 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Drive by Cordonier, gives it up on the arc to the three-point shooter, Ferrucci. Celeste Borchers let it fly, didn't catch iron, went out of bounds, far side of the court. Substitution for Rushi, Faith York in, 5'8 junior. Maddie Haney also back in the hardwood. 42.4 to go here in the first, 10-3 in favor of the Alter Knights. Pressure by Rushi, 90 feet from the basket. Hazel Francis guarding the dribbler. Izzy Arcuri, who comes up the floor, veers left. Goes behind the arc to Sarah Brand. Straightaway Tony on the weave. It's Moody to the foul line. Gave it up on the arc. Left wing Tony available. Long high-arching three. In and out. No good. Strong rebound on the inside by Moody, but she overshot it with the left hand. Boy, she had a cripple and blew it. Rebound jammed out of bounds by Alter. One field goal for Rushi here in the first. Only 23 points for the Raiders on Saturday. Rushi looking for some offense. 16.5 to go first period. Here's Cordonier in backcourt. On the bounce for Rushi. Center line. 7 to go in the period. Outside the arc to York. 4 to go. York, a good 35 feet from the basket. Hands off to a teammate. Alder claws it loose, and the first quarter closes. Alter Knights 10, Rushi Raiders 3 on Scores Broadcast.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Well, what we're seeing so far from Rushi is the lack of a Ronnie Poling on the inside, who graduated a year ago. She got a bunch of rebounds. Many, many paint points last year for Rushi, and the Raiders have to find a way to offset some of that here in the 2024-25 campaign.
Well, they've had some good looks at the basket. They're just not shooting the ball well. They're not getting square. They're not following through. It's almost like they're just trying to guide it up there to get it in the basket.
Rushi possession down 7. We start the second quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com. 10-3 Alter. Raiders ball down the left side. It's Borchers. Gives it up to a three-point shooter, blocked out of bounds. Addison Chappie let it go. Bombs away behind the arc, but Alter's length got a piece of it. 16 seconds into the second quarter. Haney at the foul line for Rushi. Puts it on the deck. Around one player was cut off. Circles her way down the lane. Bangs one off the backboard. No good. Rebound Alder, clawed away by Rushi, right in front of the rim. Haney puts it up, no good. Weak side rebound is good. I think it was 21 Chaffee who got it. Well done. She cleaned it up. Alert play by Addison Chaffee, who came in from a guard spot, crashed the boards, and got the field goal. 10-5 Alter. We played 50 seconds here in the second quarter. Moving screen set by the Knights out on the arc. Turnover Alter.
8 offensive rebounds by the Raiders, so you can't fault their effort. It's been outstanding. They just need to start shooting the ball instead of flipping the ball when they're inside like that.
Yeah, about half of Barushi's shots, Chuck, have been as a result of second and third attempts at the offensive end after getting offensive rebounds. Rushi quickly down the floor against Alder pressure. Haney gets an open look, 12-footer baseline right, and shot it off the flange. Alder corralled the rebound. Here come the Knights. Long lob down into Moody. It's too far, but she gets it anyway. Hands off to her teammate, who makes a dazzling driving left-handed layup. It's Sarah Brand with a scooper from down around her knees. It hit the backboard, the rim, rattled around, dropped through. Foul was whistled. 12-5 Alder, three-point play chance here for Brand. She fires it up much too hard. Rebound in the lane momentarily by Rushi, clawed away, though, by Arcuri. Alder's got it. High right to Brand, who swings it near side to Samantha Potest, a 5'8 junior starter. Now here's Moody straight away. Moody now drawing the attention of Celeste Borchers. Here's a drive on the left side of the paint by Alina Overman. Wild toss to the rim, didn't draw the foul. Rushi got the rebound. Cordonier, you're on the floor at midcourt, salvages the possession and gives it up on the play to Claudia Haney. 6:11 to go here in the second. Here's a drive by Cordonier in the lane, pivots, squares, and leaves it a little short. Rebound kicked out to the foul line to Haney. Haney barges down the right side of the lane, bumped while shooting, and she's got two coming. Points simply tough to come by for the Rushi girls. Still within striking range because Alder can't get its offense clicking either. 12-5 Knights over the Raiders. 2 minutes played here in quarter number two.
That was a second foul on Moody, so that could help him a little bit.
Yep, sure could. And she walks off the court in a little bit of a bad mood. No pun intended.
They don't want to see that.
First free throw, Haney, yes. 12-6 Alter. Second shot on the way. A lot of rim, backboard. Got it. 12-7. 5-point game. 5:52 to go here in the second quarter. Alder attacks. Straight away, it's Brand. Brand lets one go. She hits the deck after she released it. Thought she was fouled. No call. Rebound Rushi. Tie-up ensues. Alter will retain the ball.
Yeah, that should have been a foul.
Every single one of the 1, 2, 3, 4 coaches on the Alder bench were up.
It shouldn't have been a shooting foul. They should have just got the ball back out of bounds, so it worked out.
Overman throws it left side behind the screen. It's Brand. She chucks it. It is no good. Three-pointer was a little heavy. Rebound down to Rushi. Here come the Raiders to midcourt. It's Haney. Don't know if that counts as a dribble or not. She was wise, didn't put it on the deck. Hit the driver down the lane, twisting and turning as Hazel Francis off to the right. No good. Rebound Alder. 5:35 to go, second quarter. 12-7 Knights. 25 feet away for Alter. It's handled there by Alina Overman. Overman to Potest in the paint, back to the basket. Now throws far left wing to Grace Ireton. Oh, that's an errant throw. Picked off on the play by Hazel Francis of Rushi. Look at her go to work. And she dribbles it 60 feet and lays it through for Rushi. 12-9 Alter. Knights back on the attack. 5 minutes to go, second quarter. Outside the arc on the right, it is Sarah Brand. Straight away to Ireton, to Brand, weaving down the lane, shoveling left hand. Oh, overshot it. Rebound, weak side, Rushi. Hemmed in backcourt is the Raiders, Hazel Francis, and Rushi gets a timeout. 4:45 to go in the second. 12-9 Alter over the Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, adult children too. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style, you will smile, beautiful hair with beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Rushi attacking, a long three-point try is no good. Fine offensive rebound shot, dances all around the rim and comes off, but Hazel Francis was slapped on the arm as she released it. Rushi now, Chuck, working the offensive glass so hard, darned and determined to get the ball down through the hoop. Rushi missing the first of the two-shot free throw situation here. We're stuck at 12-9 Alter. It was 12-3. I think Rushi scored the last six as the Raiders' defense has taken its toll on Alter. Second free throw also no good. Fine rebound in the lane by the Raiders. Callie Gubo, who missed it, stick back is good. And a foul called. Celeste Borchers tenacious on the glass. And lo and behold, it's a 12-11 game. Manda's Alter ever miss the star senior Moody, who gets up off the bench, and here she comes.
They heard you.
Owner and stylist at Cutaway Styling Salon is Deb Gubo. Stylists are Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson. It's the family salon at 15 Elm Street, open Monday through Saturday. 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style, we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. 40 years experience, proud sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. The three-point play by Rushi ties up this game at 12. Foul shot was made. Moody back on the floor for Alder. She gets it at the post, goes to work, drives to the left side of the lane, and banks it in, motoring to the basket. And she is smacked on the elbow as she puts it through. And quickly, Alder takes the lead right back at 14-12. With 4:14 to go here in the second quarter.
Well, Rushi went 2-3, and they got Moody, caught the ball at the high post. Nobody checked her. She just rolled down the lane, shot a layup.
And after that three-point play, free throw converted, she sits down, nursing a couple of fouls. 15-12, Alder in the lead. Alder pressure. We've got 10 players in backcourt now. Raiders will throw it in the person of Celeste Borchers. And she dials up Chappie, who's on the bounce near the timeline. Chappie veers left into the corner with it. Gets a screen, doesn't use it. Pitches out back to Claudia Haney. Little give and go down inside for Celeste Borchers. Pass is too far, and she cannot cradle it. It goes out of bounds to Alter. With 3 minutes and 54 seconds to go here in the second period of play, Alder 15, Rushi 12, after the Raiders had tied it at 12 all with a little more than 4 minutes to go until halftime. Alder attacks to our left. Tony, 35 feet away, gives it up to Overman. Ball dealt to Moody. Moody dribbles down the left side of the lane. That's her patented left-handed scooper. It is no good. Rebound Alder. Looked like a clean block by Rushi.
Absolutely a clean block.
Foul called and two free throws coming for the Knights. As the Raider clan across the way, not pleased with the call. Fans disappointed. So was the Rushi bench. Foul shot in and out, though, for Alter. Izzy or Curry, 5'7", freshman.
Well, they play a lot of freshmen. I mean, they had a pretty, not a very good JV team, but all these freshmen played.
And four freshmen on the varsity roster are Curry, Tony, Brand, and Ireton. Second free throw in the air. Swish. That one is made by R. Curry. 16-12. Alder's got a four-point lead after Rushi had tied it briefly at a dozen apiece. Here's Cordonier against Tony to midcourt. Now to Haney. Right back to Cordonier. Pass a little far. Tony struck it out of bounds. Rushi possession. Below the basket, just to the right of the glass. 3:20 to go, second quarter. Ball lobbed into Haney. Haney spins, works hard toward the rim, and gets one to fall. Well done, the Claudia Haney. Nice little bank shot. That one didn't roll off. It went down through the cylinder. 16-14, Alder by two. 3:06 left here in the second period. 30 feet away on the right, it's our Curry. Oh, a nice theft. Quick hands, good steal on the play by Hazel Francis. She's doubled in backcourt, needs assistance. Flips it up the right side to Shappy, who pulls up inside the arc, strong on the 15-footer. Good weak side rebound by Francis, twisting and turning and scoring.
That was Borchers.
Nicely done, but 22.
Yep.
Celeste Borchers with the field goal for Rushi. Even up at 16. 2:33 left to go in the second. Four straight points by Alder to go up four. Four in a row by Rushi to deadlock the count. 2:21 to go here in the second quarter of play. On the dribble, Pottis, top of the key. Weaves it out back to Ireton. Left corner dish to Overman. Here's a runner from 10, around and out. No good. Did everything but go in. Long lead out for Donyer. Ahead to a teammate. Driving layup is good. Beautiful play. Assist for Donyer to Borchers for a deuce. And Rushi's in the lead but two. 18-16, a minute 54 to go in the second. Here's Alder, Brand outside the lane on the left. Gives it up to the three-point shooter, left wing. A bomb by Ironton, barely caught iron. Rebound down to Rushi. Cordonier at midcourt, a minute 36 to go in the second. Gives it to Claudia Haney. Haney fumbles it, gets it to a teammate. Long three, right flank, overshot on the play by Borchers. Rebound tipped out by Alter. 1:27 to go here in the second as Rushi's taking a two-point edge, 18-16. Alter is really compromised offensively when the star player, the senior, Maddie Moody, is not on the court. She sits with two fouls. Alter dribbling up over the timeline at Sarah Brand. Zone defense applied here by the Raiders is hit back in a 2-3. Near side pass goes to Art Curry, who gave it up to Brand straight away. 70 seconds to go, first half. Two-point lead, Raiders. Ball handed off on the play to Alder's Jordan Thornburg. The 5'5 junior is checked in. She plays a wing. Thornburg gave it up and threw it on the play to a cutter, Art Curry, who chopped up the Rushi defense, caught it, and laid it in. They whipped the zone and tied the game up at 18. 45 seconds to go in the second quarter. Here's a steal by Alter. Well done in the play by Overman, but then she shuffled after she made the theft.
You can't stand up with the ball. You can't fall down with the ball, and you can't stand up with the ball.
41.9 to go here in the second quarter. We're knotted at 18. It was 12-3 Alder at one point in the first. Oh, here's a nice inbounds pass and a cut to the rim by Haney, who catches and lays it through. 20-18, Rushi by two. 32 seconds to go in the first half. Moody has missed all but 20 or 30 seconds of the second quarter for Alter. Leading score for the Knights, averaging 20-plus. 18 seconds left to go in the half. Brand has got the ball for Alder between the circles. Bayshore, head coach of Rushi, shouting out defensive instructions. Ball lobbed to Thornburg across the top of the key with five to go. They pitch it to Overman. Overman's long airborne 26-footer fading away. Kisses off the rim. It's no good. And the first half is in the books. Nice comeback by the Rushi Raiders, who once trailed 12-3 and then outscored Alter 17-6 over the last 10.5 minutes of the first half of this game. 2018, Rushi in the lead by 2 over the Alter Knights. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane offers propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides the same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. And the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, pleased to take part in scoresbroadcast.com and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes who are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, energy for today and tomorrow. And don't forget, we are now your new community go-to store. We are Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie on South Main Street. We have truly gone local. We found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. So now we offer Winter's Meats, Miami Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, and Hunt Brothers Pizza. At Schaefer Market, you'll like our new station that serves up piping hot coffee. And we offer a more varied selection of soft drinks. And we feature fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps at the Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. Stop by today, see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. Locally owned and operated Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. Halftime at Rushi, about 8 minutes away from the start of the third quarter, 20-18, Raiders by 2 over the Alder Knights on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Palazzo looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Welcome back to Rushi High School. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, 20-18. Raiders lead the Alter Knights. Good girls game. Fine comeback by Rushi. Chuck, you just mentioned to me, Rushi's a lot better when they make shots. Just ask Ohio State and Kentucky. I saw a box score the other day. Ohio State was 30 for 50 from the floor. Kentucky was 20 for 60. And guess who won that game?
Yeah, by 20 points.
Oh, yeah. Might even have been more than that.
Saturday was a good day for the Buckeyes on basketball and football.
It sure was. And here at halftime, a good evening, but 2 points. A two-point leader, the Rushi girls, 22-18 over Alter. Our halftime brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Chuck?
Well, the difference is they've got a 10-4 offensive rebounding advantage, 21-12 total, and that's where they've made up the difference. Six turnovers by each team. There's only two teams. Alter, 4 of 6 from the free throw line. The Raiders, 4 of 7. Leading scorer, Maddie Moody, she had 9 foul trouble. Had 6 in the first quarter. Then they dropped down to Izzy Akuri. She has 5. Sarah Brand has 4. Each team had 3 people score in the first half. They scored 10 and 8, 18 for the first half. Rushi, on the other hand, they got 9 out of Claudia Haney, 5 from Celeste Borchers, and 4 from Hazel Francis, and they scored 3 and 17, and they lead it 20 to 18 at the half.
Ultra once led 12-3, then foul trouble for Moody, the Knights' best player, the senior, averaging 20-plus per game, had to sit virtually all of that second quarter. Then the Raiders made their move, shot the ball better, and the Rushi girls lead by 2 at halftime, 22-18 over the Alter Knights here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
They serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business. Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none, for many years now. Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the region, tailoring insurance plans for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing firms like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. It's 937-492-1857, 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Rushi Raiders have the ball to start the third quarter. In fact, Rushi's had it for a good half minute, dribbling the ball around. They try to go high-low, and being held down on the inside for the Rushi Raiders, trying to post up and catch the basketball, was Celeste Borchers. Official spotted it, and Rushi gets it out of bounds beneath the rim. It's thrown in baseline left and swiped. Ball dealt for Francis, intercepted by Alter, which has Moody back on the floor. Maddie Moody, 6'1 senior, is on the hardwood with two personal fouls. Sat over half of the first half of play. Alder quickly chucks up a three from the right flank. It is no good, and we had a rebounding foul beneath the basket against Alter. And the Knights fans visiting here in Rushi didn't agree.
Well, I don't know why they wouldn't agree. She had a death grip on her from behind. You're not allowed to reach around him and tie him up. That's a foul.
1 minute gone, third quarter. Rushi long lob down to Haney. Haney's got a two-on-one. Moody breaks in front of the intended receiver for Rushi, who was Celeste Borchers, and the ball flies out of bounds. Miscue Rushi. Well, we played a minute eight, a lot of action here in the last 30 seconds anyway. No scoring in the third quarter. Score remains 20-18, Rushi by two over Alter. Here is Izzy Arcuri. Gives it up far left wing to Brand. Now to Moody, bounce pass right side, handled there by Overman. Good overplay on the arc by the Rushi Raiders, neatly done by Celeste Borchers, who went to her knees to steal and then get a timeout. 6:24 to go in the third, 20-18 Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Rushi Raiders attempt to extend the lead here to four or five. After the Rushi timeout, it's thrown in by Cordonia, in backcourt to Shappy, right back to Ariana. Top of the key, looks down inside for a back cut from Francis. No one there. Shappy's got it 25 feet away on the right. Now Cordonia between the circles. Nobody scored here in the third quarter. Second half beginning much like the first half. Good possessions, field goals were the premium at the start of the game. 5:50 to go, third period. Rushi with the ball up two, 20-18. Dribbling down the right side goes Borchers all the way to the baseline below the basket. Clawed away out of bounds off Alter. Right at the rim, the playmaker is Cordonier. Good lob inside to Haney. Haney goes up for the shot, lost the ball, out of bounds to Alter.
Well, there was some contact, whether she lost the ball or not. It should have been Rushi ball, even if they didn't call the foul.
Boy, the official had a real good look at it, Chuck, and didn't seem to think Alter knocked it out of Haney's hands. Zone defense by Rushi. Two-point lead Raiders. We played 2.5 minutes, third quarter, nobody scored. Here's Izzy Arcuri, far left flank to Brand. Swings it on top to Overman. Moody is playing in the middle of the court, just above the foul line for Alter. And the ball is shaken loose and rolls far side of the court. Alter gets it and calls a timeout. 3 minutes into the third, nobody scored in the second half. We're stuck at 20-18. Rushi over Alter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission at 133 South Ohio in Sydney. Phone 498-7282, 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission takes those steps necessary to ensure a well-trained staff is available to advise and assist vets, their dependents, and the widow and orphans of those vets who, by virtue of their service to the military, may be entitled to benefits offered by the Department of Veterans Affairs. Thanks so much to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, 133 South Ohio in Sydney. Alter, after the timeout, misses from length, and Rushi's got the rebound. We played 3.5 minutes, second half. Nobody scored a point in the third quarter of this game. Rushi's got the ball to her left. It's Cordonier between the rings. Well, I'd like to see Ariana sink a basket or two. She might be key down the stretch. Alder's got Izzy Arcuri on her tightly. Left-hand dribble, Shappy coming out to catch Haney, top of the circle. That's a duel right there. It is Moody on Haney. Drive down the lane. Shot short. Oh, it looked like that was a third foul on Moody as she tipped Haney on the arm. Rushi bench noted it. No call. Quickly, Alter, forecourt right. 28-footer by Moody, clanged off the flange and went out of bounds in the corner. The Haney shot seconds ago came up short. Well, she was...
got hit right on the arm.
Yep.
That'll make you shoot it short.
Uh-huh. Here is Rushi inbounding in backcourt. We have played in excess of 4 minutes. Nobody scored in the third quarter. Midcourt, Haney. Haney with a sloppy pass for Rushi against pressure. Stolen by Moody. Moody slips down the floor into the lane on the angle. Blocking foul against Rushi. Couple free throws here for Moody of Alter. Chance for her to tie it. 3:40 to go in the third. Well, it looks like 34, 35 points will win this game. We are at 20-18 at the moment. 3:40 left to go in the third quarter. The free throw by Moody, who is left-handed, is in. The Southpaw drains at 20-19. Rushi ahead by one. Second shot by Moody, up and good as well. 20-20 tie. Full court pressure, 10 players in backcourt. Rushi will try to get it in. The playmaker on the inline for Rushi, not guarded. That's Borchers. She gets it in on the play to Cordonier. Here comes the double team, triple team. It comes up the left side. Borchers is doubled again. Ball knocked away in backcourt. 10-second count is on, and there's the whistle. Alder put on a net of pressure two or three places in backcourt, and it thwarted Rushi cold. The Raiders were stopped right now.
Well, at that point, you might as well throw it down to your end. At least they got to come back with it.
And who knows, good things might happen near your basket. 3:14 to go, third quarter. Ball thrown into the post to Moody. Moody twists and turns. Rushi player got a hand on the ball. Loose ball picked up, though, by Alder. Moody, top of the key. Gives it up far left wing to our Curry. Interception. Far side of the floor by Rushi. Look at her go down the floor, darting to the rim. Driving layup, yes, but Borchers. Rushi by two.
Nice job.
22-20, 2:46 left here in the third. Oh, here is Tony on the dribble for Alder. Tries to carve out space in the lane. Runs into a teammate, Moody, and walked. Traveling.
The teammate knocked her off her feet.
Yep, good call by the official. There was not a foul by Rushi. Raider player made no contact. An Alder teammate did. 2:42 to go, third quarter. Rushi a chance to go up four. Oh, in backcourt, one pass, a second pass. Here's Cordonier, two on one. They beat pressure. Rushi below the rim, handoff to the trailer. Haney, who sticks it in from 6 feet. 24-20, Rushi up four. Raiders' biggest cushion. They were up four once previously. And here is a dribble drive by Moody from the left flank. Defensive foul on the Raiders, holding. Moody continued on and scored, but negate the bucket. 4-point advantage for Rushi with 2:23 remaining here in the third quarter.
We talked about Cordonier scoring. I'll tell you what, I am impressed by this freshman ball handling skills.
Ball lobbed into Moody. Boy, she loves that wheeling and dealing left-handed scoop shot in the lane. Fired one up just then. Missed it badly. Long rebound, though, to Alder. Alder still has it. 2 minutes left here in the quarter. Alder Knights have been defended very well. They scored a field goal in the period, Chuck.
Two free throws.
That's what I thought. A minute 55 left in the third. Alder with the ball on the arc. It's Ireton. Gives it up to Brand. To Ireton, 25 feet away are Curry. Trying to post up outside the lane is Moody. Haney puts the pitch on her, so does Faith York. Moody steps out and lets it go. Hits it from 28 feet. My goodness. Longest shot of the night.
Nice shot.
24-23, Rushi by one. A minute 26 to go here in the third. Cordonier, top of the circle, handoff to York. York is stymied, needs assistance. Gives it to Cordonier, who tracks it down at midcourt. Cordonier on the bounce, eludes the defender. Baseline right, a runner stuffed. Taken away by Moody. Minute to go, third quarter. Moody on the gallop. Motors into the top of the circle. Handoff behind her to Brand. Right back to Moody. Long 28-footer, short. Barely caught iron. Rebound Rushi. Backcourt to York. Single-person pressure applied by our Curry. Now a trap at the timeline. Up ahead, Raiders. Ball dealt to Callie Gubo. Baseline left below the rim is Rushi. Hazel Francis is out of bounds.
Their perimeter players have a bad habit of catching the ball, dribbling once and not going anywhere, and now they've tied themselves up. They have no place to go.
Well, we've got 38 ticks on the clock late in the third. Rushi 24, Alder 23 in a very low scoring third quarter. Rushi in a zone with the basketball. 40 feet out is Overman. Pitch and catch to Brand. 21 seconds to go third quarter. Rushi up a point. High right, it's Overman. Moody's at the foul line. Just twisting and turning. 11 to go. Moody hasn't touched it yet. Far right flank, it's Brand. Ball thrown right corner on Curry. Here's Moody on the arc. Drives through the lane. Gives it to the three-point shooter. It is good. A long one is drilled. What a shot by Overman. as Overman and Moody hit threes down the stretch in that third quarter, enabling Alter to get the lead back at the buzzer, 26-24 on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com. Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burnin, at steveandtedservices.com.
Well, a big sequence here. Alder made the final goal, three-pointer, to end the third quarter. Knights get possession to begin the final 8 minutes. Alder in the lead, 26-24. Rushi led by four in that third quarter. Alder wiped it out. Alder up two. Dribble drive down the lane. Oh, it's Moody. That was a well-designed play, a nice weave. Moody received the final pass in that set. Caught it just below the foul line and breezed down the lane and chucked one in off the glass. 28-24 Alter. 7:28 to go here in the fourth quarter. Rushi with the ball. Long three, high right. Ooh, through the bottom of the net. Addison Chappie blew that one right down through the well.
Big shot right there. Got it back to a point.
Chappie made six threes last week against Covington. There goes Moody again. Oh, she's bumped off her spot in the lane, but still scores with the left hand.
Now she is 18, and it just seems like she just scores whenever she feels like it.
Yep, she's got 18 of Alder's 30. 30-27 Alder. Here's Rushi down the floor in the lane. Lean in with the left hand. It is up and on the iron. It dances off. Oh, what a tough break for Borchers. She was banged on the shoulder. Would have been a three-point opportunity. Ball wouldn't go. Now Rushi must convert at the stripe. Down three, 30-27. 6:51 left in the fourth. Foul shot is buried. Right down through by Borchers of Rushi, 30-28. Alter on top by a basket. Second shot coming for Celeste. She eyes the goal, dips the knees, swish, she's got it. 30-29, one-point lead in favor of the Alder Knights. Alder down the floor against the Raiders. Between the circles, it's Brand. Defending out high is Maddie Haney for Rushi. Here's a long cross-court pass, right wing to Brand. Threw it to the post, then it was pitched back out of the arc. Here is Moody for Alder at the elbow on the left. Can't drive. Hands it off on the play to Sarah Brand. Aaron shot down the lane. Rebound Rushi stolen by Alder and laid in. Oh, a tough break. Alert play by Sarah Brand of Alder to give the Knights a three-point lead, 32-29. Rushi had garnered the rebound. Here is Ariana Cordonier in backcourt for Rushi. Ball looped up ahead. Here's a three-on-one Raiders finishing at the rim. Yes, Celeste Borchers. You beat the pressure and attack. 32-31 Alder. Here's Moody. Eludes the defender for Rushi who fell down. And then Moody blew the easy one. That was the simplest shot she's had all night long.
Getting ready to say.
And she missed it.
Yep. See, just it's one of those where you just lay it up there and you got to make sure you finish.
Now, Rushi ball out of bounds. 32-31 Knights. 5:50 left to go here in the fourth quarter. It's been a really tight basketball game here tonight at Rushi. We thought it had a chance to be just that, and it is. Here is Rushi breaking pressure. Two on one. Ball fed from Maddie Haney. Down low on the left to teammate Celeste Borchers. Her banker goes in and out. She gets the rebound back, and she's hammered. I tell you what, Chuck, the Rushi Raiders have probably missed 20 points in 10 close-in shots in this game. Another one right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Free throw en route to the basket, and it's good. Tied up at 32. Foul shot made by Celeste Borchers.
We only have three young ladies that have scored in the game. Borchers and Haney are leading them.
Free throw good by Borchers. How many points for each of those two?
Well, that's 9. That's 13 for Borchers and 11 for Haney.
1-point lead Raiders, 33-32. 5.5 to go in the fourth. Alder Knights have the ball. It's Grace Ireton near the timeline, picked up by Cordonier. 30 feet away to the three-point shooter, Arcuri. It's in and out. No good. Alder had the rebound but dropped it. Rushi picked it up. Racing up the right side goes Cordonier. 3-on-2 on the dribble. Muscles into the lane. Driving shot too hard. Rebound taken away by Moody of Alder. Good board work by her. She goes 94 feet and scores! Wow! Terrific effort by Moody of Alder. She got the rebound at one end, and about 15 dribbles later at the other end, she knocked it down.
She has 20 of their 34.
1-point lead Alder. Rushi is fouled just over the timeline. Team personals now. Make a note. 4 on Alder in the quarter. None on Rushi. One more and Rushi shoots 2. 4:47 left in the fourth. 34-33 lead Alder. Rushi inbounding in backcourt. It is Hazel Francis. Now to Cordonier. Ariana's got it on a weave to Shappy. Back to Cordonier. Cordonier is stymied momentarily. Gives it up high left to Hazel Francis. Around a defender. Francis through the lane. Right in front. Connects from 7 feet away. Nice jumper. Hazel Francis. Raiders back on top by 1. 35-34. Alder counters. Brand in the lane. Thought she was hacked. Alder fans up in arms. Rushi's got the ball. 4:16 left in the fourth. Raiders up 1. Cordonier midcourt, Beers down the right side, left-hand dribble. Hooks it near side of the floor to Francis. Tied up on the baseline, stopped. Gives it to Shappy on the arc. 4 minutes to go in the game. Here's Cordonier, high dribble, nearly carried it. Could have been called. Outside the arc on the left, it's Francis. 3:50 to go. Fourth quarter, Rushi up 1, dribbling into the paint. Francis working hard, hand off to Borchers, baseline against Moody below the rim, clawed away, stolen by Alder. Too much dribbling there by the Raiders, foul backcourt against Rushi.
Yeah, that pass was not going to get there.
3:38 left in the game, 1-point lead, Rushi girls over Alder, 35-34. Biggest lead in this game, 9, 12-3 early on by Alder. Rushi's had a brief 4-point advantage. Right now, Rushi up 1. Alder Knights on the weave out back. Moody shot fake 30 feet away. Look at her muscle down the lane.
Wow.
Drives to the rim. Oh, the ball rolls around 4 times and comes out. Break Rushi. Raiders got the rebound. Quickly up the left side. It's fed on the play to Borchers into the left corner to a teammate right through the hands of Rushi's Maddie Haney, who could not collect it.
Now they've turned it. They'd only turned it 6 times in the first half, 10 times here.
Ooh.
In the first quarter and a half here in the second half.
Ouch. 3:06 to go in the fourth. Rushi still up 1. Big possession Alder, which has had a couple close calls. Ball wouldn't drop. Oh, this one does. Nifty drive down the lane. Alina Overman caromed one in right off the square. Good effort by her. She knifed through the paint area to put Alder up by 1. 36-35. Timeout. Head coach Michael Bayshore of Rushi as the ball was right in front of him with 2:46 to go. Knights over the Raiders by 1 on scores.broadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Well, despite returning one starter from a year ago, although it is a 20-plus point score, Alder still figured to be the favorite in this game. Division 4 Alder, Division 7 Rushi. Right now with 2:32 left in the contest, it's a one-point lead for the Alder Knights. Here is Rushi dribbling, driving into the lane. Soft one-hander. Yes, Hazel Francis delivers. 37-36 Raiders. Here comes Alder skipping down the floor. Moody into the corner. Moody gives it out back to Brand. 2:10 to go. Clock counting down. Alder ball. Rushi up one. 37-36. Right side pass. Brand gives it up to Potist. On the arc to our Curry. Back to Overman, who scored a big bucket a moment ago. Left wing to Moody. Moody slices to the basket, fouled as she tried to score from 5 feet away. She was hit from the backside. And at the stripe, Moody for Alder. A couple of free throws here to give Alder the lead back. Rushi had but one, 37-36. A minute 53 to go in the fourth. The free throw is on the rim, dancing, and coming off. No good. Alder's Moody misfires and shot number one. Second of two here is good. Even up score at 37. Four team fouls on the Knights. They're over the limit. On the fifth, the Raiders will shoot two. Rushi's picked up just two fouls in the quarter. And here comes Rushi's Cordonier to midcourt. Check by Brand tightly. A minute 41 to go in the game. 37-37 tie. Down the right side, Cordonier. Back cut on the play, but Francis not available, though. Here is Hazel getting the ball eventually on the baseline. Good take into the lane. Shot deflected on the play by Moody of Alder, who comes away with it. A minute 24 to go, fourth quarter. Game tied at 37 as Rushi couldn't cash in on its possession. It was a good move by Francis into the lane for the Raiders, but better defense by Alder. Setting and shooting a long 3-25-footer. Oh, my goodness, by Alder. Molly Miller's shot hit the front rim. It was way short. It went up in the air, came down, rattled around, and stayed in the cylinder somehow. It wasn't accurate, but it counts as a triple. And that is an enormous three for the Knights. Rushi gets a timeout behind the three, 40-37, 106 to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Oh, what a big three-pointer by Molly Miller of Alder. She'll take it. It was not on the mark. It was well short. Hit the rim, went up in the air, plummeted down through after rattling around a little bit. And that long trifecta for Alder has given the Knights a three-point edge, 40-37. Rushi ball with 38 seconds to go. Raiders continue to dribble and then take a timeout. Alder up three, 38.8 remaining on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
Pep Rushi, after the timeout, gets a long three-point try from Addison Chappie, deflected by Alder. Ball knocked out of bounds by the Raiders. Alder's got the ball, just under 30 left in the fourth. 40-37 Knights. Rushi fouls in backcourt, the fourth on the Raiders. With the next one, Alder will be forced to go to the stripe. Rushi substituting. Chappie is out. Maddie Haney in. Faith York on the floor for defensive purposes. Courtney Flippo in, the 5-foot junior guard. As Rushi will try to extend this game with a foul here, no doubt. If you don't get the steal, you've got to commit a personal. And trying to catch up in backcourt is Claudia Haney, but mistakenly she fouls, guess who? Moody.
That was a silly foul. You got Brand with the ball, and they just let her pass the ball to Moody, then they hack her.
23.7 left in the fourth. Three-point lead, Alder Knights, 40-37. At the stripe is Moody, who will try to stretch it to five and make it mighty tough on the Raiders down the stretch. Foul shot by Moody, way off to the left and short.
Great foul by Haney.
Second free throw here by Moody of Alder. Fine game. What you got, Chuck? Pushing 25?
She is 21.
Maddie Moody, 6'1 senior. 22 points a game. Missed them both. Off the heel. Long rebound, Rushi. Quickly up the floor comes Claudia Haney. Gives it up out back to Chappie. 15 to play. Now to Ariana Cordonier. Down to 10 to go. Here's Haney between circles, driving down the lane. Lost the ball. Rushi picked it up. Threw it on the arc to the three-point shooter, and it's in and out. Oh, what a tough break by Borchers. Scrum for the loose ball below the basket, and the game ends.
Wow.
And Rushi falls three short to Alder, 40-37. You talk about good luck, bad luck. Alder wins it on a three-point shot, which was way, way short. Hit the front rim, popped up in the air, came down, landed on one side of the rim, hit the other side of the rim, might have gone to the back, went in. That was with about a half minute to go or so. Might have been a little more than that when Alder scored. I think it was to go up by three. Moody helped Rushi's cause. She missed two free throws. And then Rushi got a great look from the outside. I think it was Borchers.
Borchers, yep.
Straight away with several seconds to go. It did everything but go in. It appeared to be right on the button. It swirled down below the rim, lipped it, and snapped out. And Rushi could not come up cleanly with the rebound. And the ball was scrummed for on the floor as the buzzer sounded. And Alder won it by three, 40-37. One of those games Rushi could have won. I'm not going to say should have won, but certainly could have won. No doubt about it. Raiders have had some games like that this year. Rushi now 5-5 on the campaign. And I'm not sure how the tournament draw is being done this year. I know it was taken out of the hands of the coaches a year ago in basketball, as I recall. I think it was. And another system was employed by the OHSAA. So if you're the Rushi Raiders and you want to command a real lofty seed, you want to have a pretty daggone good record come tournament draw time. And tonight is Rushi's fifth loss, albeit it's against Alter, and it's only 3 points. But I'm not sure if the computer takes all of those details into consideration.
I don't know what they take into consideration. It just used to be such a great tournament when they just let the coaches go in. They seeded the top four teams, and everybody else took a number, and you went on the board. And the tournament, you didn't have 79-12 games.
Right.
It was better. And I guarantee you that whoever's setting it up is paying the state of the OHSAA a bunch of money, because that's all they do is do money grabs.
Hey, we'll talk about our scoring and how this game developed down the stretch when we return. Highlight our stars of the game when we come back. 40-37, Alter nips Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
Are you dreaming of owning a home? Well, with F&M's Home Buyer Plus Savings Account here in the state of Ohio, that dream is closer than you think. Save money at the incredible 7.5% interest rate. It's designed to help hardworking Ohioans. That's the F&M Bank Home Buyer Account. It makes saving for your future home easier than ever before. Visit your local F&M Bank location in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana. Ask about the Home Buyer Plus Savings Account so Ohioans, you can make your dream home a reality. Visit fmbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, terms and conditions apply. Chuck, leading scores in this game?
Well, taking a look at the little bit, 32-18 rebounding advantage, surprisingly for the Raiders, and that's what kept them in the basketball game. Alder was led by Maddie Moody. She had 21. Then they drop all the way down to Akuri with 7. They got 5 from Overman, 4 from Brand, and 3 from Miller on that big 3 that gave them the 40-37 lead. On the other side, Rushi led by Celeste Porcher. She had 13, 11 from Haney, 8 from Francis, and 5 from Shappy. By Clancy's player of the game on that side, we'll go with Celeste Porcher's.
Celeste Porcher's for the Rushi Raiders. She starred in this game tonight. The Altar won it over Rushabit 340-37. Congrats to Celeste, all of her teammates, who played extremely hard and tenacious, but fell just short. This segment of our broadcast brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
And a closing comment before we part here tonight from Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. We now offer Winner's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, and Hunt Brothers Pizza. At Schaefer Market, you can sample our hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wings. And we now offer a more varied selection of soft drinks, your new community go-to store, South Main in Fort Loramie. It is Schaefer Market. Stop by today, see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, locally owned and operated Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. 3-point win for Altar over Rushi. Tough luck loss suffered here by the Rushi girls tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Our next presentation of high school sports is after Christmas on December 27th, this coming Friday, Minster at Bodkins Boys. And until we hear a change, we believe the start time is the same, at roughly 7:15 to 7:30 for varsity action. We're on the air about 6:40 p.m. on Friday night as Minster plays at Bodkins. Our first look at the Minster Wildcats, who were beaten by Rushi a couple weeks ago. Minster at Bodkins, two talented teams. Bodkin Trojans continue to roll along, Chuck. The Bodkins boys have played Anna on the road, one. Played Jackson Center on the road, one. Played Fort Loramie on the road, one. Have Rushi in the second round back at Bodkins. So Bodkins is sitting pretty good. Off to a very good start. We'll see Bodkins against Minster. Friday night should be a good game. And then we're in the Jackson Center gym on Saturday afternoon, this coming weekend. Fort Loramie girls at Jackson Center.
Okay, I'm ready. Merry Christmas to everyone.
Yep, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to all of you from scoresbroadcast.com. We salute all of you listeners who tune in and join us. Thanks so much. We average somewhere between 2,500 and 3,000 max at a precise moment in the second half of most all games, 2,500 to 3,000 or so. And that's up from about a 40% increase over the last 4 or 5 years, helped in part by Scores Broadcast being around so long.
Right.
January marks our 20th year, and the fact that the phone makes it so easy.
I was going to say that the cell phone getting better and better makes our broadcast better and better.
Yep, sure does. Thanks so much to our great listenership. Thanks to Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying so long from Rushi. Talk to you again on Friday night from Bodkins. Trojans, Minster Wildcats. Should be a fine game. For Chuck, I'm saying good night to you from Rushi High School. Final tally once again. Raiders drop a tough luck setback to the Alder Knights. 40-37 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. One of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Bodkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Bodkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.